bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle.
Joe Biden has COVID, and then it just made me think of him and his bicycle accident, which then made me think of, did you see this week when Pete Buttigieg was getting, he was testifying in Congress, and he said, well, at least I'm just happy to have a president who can ride a bicycle. He's good. He's really quick. I like his comebacks when he's on Fox and such. Well, I am joined today by Eddie DeCesar. Did I say it right?
Got it right.
Got it right. All right. That's going to be the joke for the rest of the day. And we're talking about teachers and we're talking about education. And, you know, I think it is, you'd have to be pretty, have your head pretty far in the sand to not be aware that teachers are struggling right now. And in fact, even just this morning, a story was reported here in Waukesha, which is where we are right now, that as of early July, the district has accumulated 95 teacher resignations. Maybe it's not just teachers, but specialist teachers, kind of school staff in general, which is more than double the 45 resignations it had at this time last year. And, you know, anecdotally, on my side, which is not pertain to necessarily Wisconsin, but I spend a lot of time on TikTok, both for my content, but just in general. And there are, I mean, teacher TikTok is a thing, right? There's so many teachers out there who have, you know, had huge followings because of their fun content that they create. But there's been a ton of videos that I've seen of teachers quitting and talking about why all the reasons they're quitting and how they can make more money if they go to an ed tech company and they're more appreciated and they're not as stressed out. And so, you know, I think even before the pandemic, Wisconsin was in a looming potential teacher shortage. And I think even more now that is probably been sped up because I think at UW programs, the enrollment is down. People are leaving. People are not joining being teachers. And so, Eddie, are the teachers okay?
The teachers are not okay. I mean, when you look at numbers, you know, you're at, you know, close to 80% of teachers feel extremely burnt out. And I think that kind of goes back to what we talked about, where teaching was always a tiring job. But when you don't feel appreciated and you know there's better opportunities that you can do less and make more money out there, why should I continue to come here every day and have such a rough experience as a teacher? And part of it is like what you said, you know, you picture a 20-year-old that's in school and they go on TikTok and they're like, why should I be a teacher? And every teacher on TikTok is doing what? They're on there complaining. They're posting great, funny content. I mean, a lot of it is
sometimes
funny content,
it's complaining,
but it's like how hard your job is.
Yeah.
And it's like, how will you won't attract new people, and their job is very hard. It's tough. And it's not exclusive just to Wisconsin. Like, we had a teacher crisis across the country years ago. As you look at salaries, every other industry's salaries have went up considerably. Teachers have not. But they're, as we learned on March 2020, that they are a critical part of what this country, teaching and schools are the backbone of how society functions. And I thought after that we would have some real changes that would take place to give teachers more support, help more schools. And then come August 2020, everyone's like, get these kids out of our house, get them back in the schools. We don't care about you teachers, just take our kids. And the whole like tone of the communities changed from March just to August, where it's like they love teachers for a little bit.
And why, what shifted? Because I feel like there is often this, you know, villainizing of teachers. And I think more so you hear it about teachers' unions, but even this, you know, this idea that teachers are, you know, I don't know, they don't deserve more money. They don't deserve more support, and that they we ask so much of them, but then should like assume that they should be accepting of what they get as far as compensation, and are constantly, at least in this state, not necessarily giving the funding to be able to pay them more, even though they're vitally important. And this is like, this is across, whether it's public schools or private schools or school charter schools, right? Like, they all need teachers. And so in your career, have you seen that attitude shift, or has it always been there? Like, is there something different that is going on where there is a sliding scale of how much respect teachers get?
I think it's really always been there. It's just, I think COVID magnified it a lot more. And now the struggle in schools is, you know, say you have a fifth grader who was out of school for a year and a half, you know, these fifth graders at a third grade social level, but now they're in fifth grade. So teachers need even more support for that, and they're not getting that. So now, you know, you look at, like you had said, Waukesha lost tons of teachers. So now what you're doing is you're putting more weight on the ones that are still there and then wondering why they burn out more. You know, they're already adding more to their plate. And I think that's just why it keeps getting worse and worse, is as you lose bodies in a school, the work still has to get done. You know, it's not paperwork that's like, all right, Kristen, we can do this paperwork tomorrow. Like, no, your kids walk in at 9 a.m. and when they walk out, that's your only chance to impact them for that day. Then you try it all again the next day. So I think really what we're seeing has been there. It's just under a bigger magnifying glass with how the last 2 years went with COVID and people being out and virtual. And but I think this has just been, people have taken teachers for granted for the longest. I even think about when we were kids and, you know, the amount of work it takes to be a teacher. It's not just walk out and your day is done. A lot of times, you know, if you have 25 kids, you're grading 25 papers. You know, you're preparing 25 tests. You have 25 kids at 25 different levels in some schools. You know, that is difficult for teachers, and we're expecting more from them, but giving them less.
So because I'm very into politics and policy and stuff, and so I was interested in, from the legal aspect, what has been proposed to potentially be done. And I know earlier this year, Democrats in the state legislature introduced a package of 8 bills to try to alleviate this looming teacher shortage. Now, this did not pass. I should just start there, but I want to list them off and I have you tell me how many of those you think would work or make a difference in this, in the problem being teacher retainment and recruitment. So it was set minimum teacher pay tied to legislature's own pay. So that means like they make the same amount of money that people who don't work full time. Because that's always the thing, right? Teachers get summers off. Guess who's been off since like April?
Yeah.
The state Senate and
always
the assembly. All right. So set minimum teacher pay tied to legislature's own pay. Create an hourly wage for student teachers. Establish a non-voting seat for an educator on school boards. Set up a teacher pledge loan repayment program. Give bonuses to teachers who stay in the same district. Pay teachers for their prep time, like preparing lessons and grading. Pay teachers for time spent on non-classroom activities, like supervising lunch. Give teachers the same health insurance received by Wisconsin legislatures. Tours. What do you think of that package?
I mean, I think a lot of these are really good. The struggle is, for most solutions, you need money.
Yeah.
And it's like, where are you going to just magically come up with more money? But I think that a big thing is finding young people who want to be teachers. And I think that is where the struggle is, because teacher is not a glamorous job. Kids that are coming out of high school, they see people on YouTube and, you know, TikTok making thousands of dollars. So why would I subject myself to teaching when I can make money easier doing other things? I love loan repayment programs. I think that's important. You know, if someone decides they want to go to school to be a teacher and that's something that they're committed to doing, I think we have to be creative with making it. We need to make it easier for people that want to be teachers to become teachers, even in the state of Wisconsin. Like, there's teachers that I've seen that have certifications, doctorate degrees, all these, their whole wall would be covered in plaques, but they're terrible teachers. But then there's other people that have high school diplomas that can teach 100 kids in a room and the kids are engaged. So it's like, how do we turn those people into qualified, and I say qualified to the state standard of having a certification? Like, there's a lot of teachers that we see coming into education now that are social workers or other positions that are very similar and they want to have a greater impact to teaching. But now it's like, okay, to become an actual teacher, I have to go back to school. And now I have to spend another $15,000. And it's like, okay, but my salary is only going to be $50,000. So I think we have to find ways to make it easier for people that want to become teachers to become and be recognized as teachers. So these districts, Waukesha, all the districts that are struggling to find teachers, have people that they can fill those spaces with.
Because what is the path right now? So say you go to any of the UW schools and you know going in you want to be a teacher. So you can't become a teacher just by with your bachelor's.
So you get your bachelor's and you pass your praxis, you get your certification, then you are officially a teacher.
Okay.
But what I've seen, especially in the, I would say the last 6-7 years, you see a lot of people that have a bachelor's in arts or marketing, or you know, my bachelor's degree is in marketing, but my master's is in nonprofit business management. My doctorate's going to be in education, or isn't going to be in leadership. But a lot of the most dynamic teachers.
That was
I've
a nice little
recently,
drop you put there. My doctorate. Keep going.
Put my nose up for those that can see me on video. But a lot of people I've seen are people that this is their second choice, and I think that's
being a teacher.
Yes. So they came. When they got into school, it was like, all right, I'm going to be in business. And then they don't like business. And now they're like, hey, I want to go back to school to become a teacher. So now you're asking people to go back to school when it's like, they're probably smart enough to be a teacher. And I think there has to be easier ways, whether it's taking a test and now I don't have to sit in school, or it's if I'm able to be a para in a school for 5 years and then my principal can sign off that now I can get a certification. I just think we have to make it easier for people to become teachers. And I think that's a legislative issue that our CAGC has been pushing as well, because I hear it from other districts, like we have paras that are outstanding, but they're not officially a teacher. So when teachers leave, I have to go out and find new teachers versus the great para I have here. I should be able to promote them into a teacher.
That's really interesting. So that's one solution, is making it easier to become a teacher. So that kind of deals with the recruitment part. What do you think can help with the retainment problem?
I mean, you're going to have to pay people more.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really just, money doesn't fix every problem, but money will be a good start. If you are not paying teachers a good livable wage, you're going to keep losing teachers. You know, I love the idea of being able to help teachers get homes. I mean, similar to what they have for the VA. Yeah. You know, VA can, I think it's like 1% down or some really low amount. And now someone can be in a home that they own. That's how you create wealth. And it's hard for a teacher to create wealth on a starting at a $45,000 or what, you know, $40,000 salary. It's hard to create wealth if this is really what you want to do, unless you get to a district where you're there for 25 years and now you're at $80,000-$90,000. But I think stuff like that, being able to, if you don't want to pay them more, what other perks can we give them? Should their health care be completely free? Should, you know, can we get them better loan? Maybe there's a loan for homes that they can get at a lower percentage. So it's not 20% down or 10% down. It's maybe it's 1% down because you're a teacher. There are forgivable loans for teachers that teach in high poverty districts where I think after 5 years, your loans can get forgiven on a percentage basis. Like we have to, if we don't want to pay them more, we have to be creative with the benefits that we're doing with teachers.
Yeah. And in, for reference of what you were talking about, this isn't at the Wisconsin level. This was in Congress. Representative Eric Swalwell, can't pronounce his last name either. Representative Johanna Hayes introduced an Educator Down Payment Assistance Act, which would help homeowners make home ownership more accessible and affordable for teachers. And that was one of the ones I brought up to you, because I was like, I think this is something that a lot of people don't even think about. And like that incentive, because a lot of professions have that, right? Like if you go and get your law degree and you work in nonprofit law and you're a public defender, like eventually, if you stick around long enough in that and not go to corporate law, they will forgive your loans. And so that is the incentive to stay. So I think it would be great. But again, we have to have the willingness to pay for it with taxes.
Yeah. And that is there for a lot of teachers, but it's only exclusive to districts with high poverty levels, where it's like, those aren't the only districts that our teachers are struggling in. And I think that's the misconception, is that it's like, you know, teachers in Milwaukee are struggling more than teachers in the suburbs. No, every district has problems. They just look different.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break and then change the subject to junk food. Do you have some junk food in mind that you like too? All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.